Nice lift for the tech stocks. We saw the Dow, the S&P also having some nice gains. Futures looking okay this morning as well. So we're starting at about 220 on the Dow. Looks like we're up about 21 on the S&P 500, and looks like we're up 55 on the NASDAQ as we get going. But, you know, again, more concerns about slower growth in the tech sector with all of the Apple static last week on iPhones. And this morning, more feedback with the smartphone Samsung. Profits are down 29%, so we'll see how the NASDAQ holds up as well this day. Better news, small company stocks in the Russell 2000 looks like they're sparking for a better year. We may avoid some of the China trade issues, so we could see some good news there. Also, it seems like lower interest rates on mortgages could be helping a little bit in the spring buying season. It does appear that if you're looking for an IRS refund, you're going to get it this year. In the past, they haven't done that, but as a result of the government shutdown, it looks like they are going to get that in the mail this year. Oil prices looks like it could hurt us a little bit, though. Saudis look to be raising oil prices to 7.1 billion barrels, and that could mean $80 a barrel. So we'll see what happens there, if there's a drag on the economy with that. And guess what? We got the new big guy on the block. Amazon now is the largest stock in the United States after beating up last week Apple and Microsoft.